A time for the Africa Report. We're joined by Brother Thembisa Fakhuri, Senior Researcher, Fellow at the Africa-Asia Dialogues. Welcome to the program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Yes, let us begin with the rather sad news of the passing on of Sheikh Yusuf Al-Qardawi. He passed away in Qatar. He's of Egyptian origin. Tell us more.
Yeah, it's very sad. He passed away at age 96 yesterday. He was well respected, as you know, the only remaining, arguably, ulama who has been very constructive in terms of his continual contribution to Islamic and Muslim discourse in general. He was based in Qatar, and he could not go back to his country in Egypt after he was sentenced to death in absentia by the regime in that country because of his controversial stance and activism, particularly when it comes to the discourse that we continue to see in the Middle East. So it's a great sad loss. He's one of, you know, one of the most respected.
Yes, it is certainly a great loss to the Ummah. Sheikh Yusuf Al-Qardawi passing away at the ripe age of 96 years old. Allah Rabbul Izzat granted him a long life, and he had authored more than 120 books, so really an outstanding personality. Brother Ibrahim Thembisa Fakhuri had been telling us about him. Sorry for the interruption, the line, you may continue.
Yes, it's all the load shedding in South Africa anyway. So he has written over 137 books. One of the most prominent one that he wrote was the Al-Halal Wal-Haram, which is what some of us who reverted to Islam and who couldn't read nor understand Arabic at the time was a very important reference book in terms of Islam and Islamic understanding. So he will be greatly missed in terms of his contribution. But as I've said, 137 books are enough for his thoughts, views to continue, inshallah.
Yes, certainly. Uganda's Ebola outbreak spreads.
Yes, they are telling us that this was influenced by what is known as the Sudanese virus, which was firstly identified in 1976. So number of people are dying in Uganda because of this new Ebola virus. And of course, it's threatening the region. And hopefully, it does not spread outside the region, given that there are poor borders in that part of the world, particularly between Uganda, Rwanda, and Sudan. So it's quite a concerning situation, especially now with airlines and airports open. You never know how fast this virus could spread. But we are told that the UN is doing, that is the World Health Organization, is doing whatever it can to make sure that this is contained and all the people who are infected so far are identified.
Yes. Drone debris hit UN Food Agency's truck in northern Ethiopia.
Yes, the war that's continuing in Tigray region since it started in 2020 after the TPLF, which is the party that's fighting the national forces in Ethiopia, attacked the national forces, and that triggered this war that we're currently facing, which is between the TPLF and the government of Ethiopia, led by Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed. So there has been disturbance in terms of goods supply, particularly in places such as the Tigray region, where the TPLF is mainly concentrated. So what has happened was that the drone was hit somehow by the warring factions, and then some of the debris of that dropped onto the humanitarian truck, which again disturbed the flow of goods. And ever since then, the UN humanitarian workers and others have been very scared and skeptical of continuing supplying goods into Tigray. And that is, again, added to the strife that the people of Tigray find themselves, unfortunately.
Yes. Now we have a tourism boom for the continent.
Yes, alhamdulillah, many people are quite happy. I was in Cape Town not long ago for the Islamic conference, which was that about the the history and civilization of Muslims in Southern Africa. And Cape Town is booming. It's one of those cities that is booming. But we're also told that throughout the continent, since the opening of borders and the normalization of business after COVID-19, we're seeing more and more people visiting different countries. But the country that's seeming to be benefit more than others is South Africa, mainly Cape Town, as people continue to flow, mainly because of the price. Again, if you've been following news this morning, yesterday the dollar went above 18, and today is about 17.96. So the dollar's strength has led to many people visiting South Africa because it's much more cheaper for them to come here. And as our weather continues to improve, we are likely to see more and more people visiting the continent, particularly South Africa, because things are much more reasonable and within reach. So we pray, inshallah, that this brings the employment numbers higher, and inshallah, the economic situation, not only in South Africa, but in other African countries, will also improve. And we'll see more and more people getting employed, inshallah.
Inshallah, yes, we certainly need that as a country. Jazakumullah khair for your time. We appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, assalamu alaikum. That was Ibrahim Tembisa Fakhoudi talking to us about various issues on the African continent. Yusuf Qardawi passing away, originally from Africa, Egypt, Uganda. Ebola spread, drone debris hit UN food agency trucks in northern Ethiopia, and the tourism boom on the African continent. And there's no doubt that our country, South Africa, really has a lot to offer in terms of tourism. Cape Town, unparalleled in the world. The Kruger National Park, Durban, and so much more. May Allah Rabbul Izzah make it a means of benefiting the country, and that becomes a means of job and employment for all in the country.